Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Doug from Olympia is. Doug, are you there?
I'm here.
Doug is here. So, Steve, that means you've got to remove yourself from the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Doug has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What does the acronym BRB stand for?
Be right back.
Correct. How many players does each soccer team have on the field?
6?
No.
5?
No.
7?
No. Which U.S. state produces the most milk?
Oregon.
No.
California.
Yes. What country artist released an album under the persona Chris Gaines in 1999?
Pass.
Which animal is also known as the wild dog from Australia?
Hyena?
No.
Wild dog. Pass.
How many layers are in a black and tan?
3.
No.
2.
Correct. What body of water between Jordan and Israel is known for its high salt content?
The Dead Sea.
That's right. How many points is the outer white ring of an Olympic archery target worth?
1.
Yes. What is the name of the Duke's boys' car in Dukes of Hazzard?
The General Lee.
That's right. What vitamin was isolated from fish liver oil in 1917?
Vitamin D?
Yes. What country artist released an album under the persona Chris Gaines in 1999?
Oh, my achy breaky heart guy. I don't know.
You know what? That is not the right answer, but you did do very well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. That is a fine score, Doug. You should be very proud of yourself.
I am.
All right.
Doug was disappointed with his score, but I was not. I just want you to know that,
okay.
Steve.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What does the acronym BRB stand for?
Be right back.
Correct. How many players does each soccer team have on the field?
A lot. 11.
Yes. Which U.S. state produces the most milk?
That would be Washington
State.
No. California?
Yes. Oh. Which country artist released an album under the persona Chris Gaines in 1999?
The soul patch thing, didn't he have like under his lip? What's his face? Oh, I got friends and Garth Brooks.
Yes. Which animal is also known as the wild dog from Australia?
Oh, crap. Oh, I don't have to come back to that. I can't think of the name.
How many layers are in a black and tan?
How many layers? 3.
No.
2.
Yes. What body of water between Jordan and Israel is known for its high salt content?
The sodium sea?
No.
The sea of salt?
No.
The Dead Sea?
Yes. How many points is the outer white ring of an Olympic archery target worth?
Huh? How many points? 50.
No.
100.
No.
25.
No. What is the name of the Duke boys' car in Dukes of Hazzard?
The General Lee.
It is. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Oh, and guess what? That is a tie.
Come on.
Oh, man.
7-7. Doug, next time, I'm very confident you will beat Migs.
I think I will, as long as there's no wrestling questions or hockey questions. Those
I'll make
feel
a note.
A little bit biased.
Well, we tied, and there was zero wrestling or zero hockey questions.
I know, but the last time I lost, and it was due to hockey.
Oh, okay, fair.
Well, next time.
Good game, my man.
All right, let's see here. The number of points that you get from the outer ring of an Olympic archery target is only 3.
Oh, okay.
And the animal...
Oh, yeah, I guess it's a little hard.
I said 3. It's 1. I can't read my own writing here. The animal known as a wild dog from Australia is a dingo.
Dingo.
I knew it was right on the tip of your tongue. And then one you did not get to. The vitamin that was isolated from fish liver oil in 1917.
I guess vitamin D.
That's the right answer. We've got the I Beat Migs t-shirt in the Rock Shop. You should definitely check one out. Get one for yourself. Get one for a friend or a family member at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a fantastic feature on the Odyssey app. It lets you leave us a voice message, and they are rolling in day after day. Steve, how's today looking?
Somebody's got issues with people in public, and I kind of agree with them.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. Daily Mix Show.
We would love if you would slide in and leave us a voice message. You can do it through the Odyssey app, which is totally free to download to your smartphone. Steve?
Yes.
What is it sounding like this morning?
I'm very curious to get your guys' opinion on this voice message because I'm 1,000% on board with this rockaholic. Are you ready?
Yes.
So you're walking and there's a group of people, a fairly large group of people around you. There's people in front of you and people behind you. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the person in front of you just stops dead in their track and just slam on their brakes.
Okay, first of all, right now, as we're listening to this, to Taryn Daly, you're shaking your head in complete disgust.
It's the worst.
So I feel like you might be on board with me and this rockaholic as well.
And you keep walking, and you wind up running into them. I think it is the most rude, like, self-centered. How do you not know what environment you are around or in at that point that you just slam your own personal brakes on and let whatever accidents happen behind you?
There's just a lot of times that people are just very inconsiderate walkers.
I think oblivious that there are people around. I experienced it over the weekend. We went to Rhubarb Days in Sumner, and we went on Sunday, which was a great day because the weather was nice, but also it was a crappy day because everybody didn't go on Saturday because the weather wasn't all that great, so it was packed. And you know, you're just trying to get around. They shut down Main Street in Sumner, and they've got all these different stands and all these different things, some rhubarb inspired stuff, from pies to churros, then also, like, you know, the typical farmers market type stuff. But during the main strip, like, there are people that just stop right in the middle, and then they're on their cell phone, and I'm like, pull off to the side.
Yeah. Get out of the middle of the action, man.
I don't know. I guess I'm hypersensitive to that, so when I need to stop, I'm, like, trying to find a place where I could go where I know I'm not going to be in anybody's way.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah. All right. You ready for the next voice message?
Let's hear it.
Best trophy in motorsports, and that'd be the Indianapolis 500 trophy with all the drivers' names carved into it, dating back to the early 1900s. There you have it.
I think this is stemming from when we were talking about how, like, we think that Stanley Cup is, like, the best trophy in sports.
Highly coveted.
And I did not know that they put the names on the Indianapolis 500 trophy, which is pretty cool, but they also put the names of all the players that played in the Stanley Cup there.
Okay, so question about that then.
Yeah.
What about your pit crew?
Ooh.
Everybody just gets left out?
Well, I think they also leave out, like, probably like the skate sharpener, the equipment manager. I think it's just the players on the Stanley Cup. I do love on the Stanley Cup. One of my favorite things, if you're not technically eligible, there's been times where, like, a player didn't play enough games in the playoffs, so you're not technically allowed to be on the cup, but there's, like, some screw up from when, like, it, you know, they accidentally put the name on the cup. So you're like, okay, well, you accidentally put it on the cup. Keep it on the cup. No, they put X's over that name. Because it's already been etched into the cup.
They're like, not you, not today, didn't earn it.
Right, and I always think that's, like, one of the more savage things. Oh. But in a weird way, like, It'd be kind of cool to be the guy whose name has been X'd out on the cup. Like, you're like, look, okay, I didn't technically deserve to be on this cup, but...
At least you're on there.
I'm kind of sort of on there. If you look past that X, you can see an S and then a T.
Oh, man. I don't think I know what the Indianapolis 500 trophy looks like.
Yeah, I had to Google it. It's pretty cool looking. It's not as cool as the Stanley Cup.
Nothing is.
Did you see what happened to the Stanley Cup with the Florida Panthers?
I heard there was quite a bit of damage.
There was a lot of damage.
Like, which is not like out of the ordinary, but like no. This is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, when they're showing off, like celebrating with the cup, it's got a huge dent in it. The thing is, I think it's made out of sterling silver, so apparently it's not that hard to fix.
Oh, yeah.
But we did find a news report about the damage that the Stanley Cup went through during the Florida Panthers celebrations at the bars.
Lord Stanley's Cup, as we know, is a celebrity, and it had a little bit of work done after some partying here on Las Olas and everywhere in Fort Lauderdale.
After first appearing at the famous Elbow Room.
Now, I don't know if you know that. The Elbow Room was the place where when they won the cup the last time. Last year, it was like, they had like one of those cameras that shows like, that you could check like live feeds of the Elbow Room. And it was like just constant, just Florida Panthers guy with the cup on the second level pouring beer out of the cup into fans that are on this first level.
That would be awesome.
So everybody knew they were going to that, to the Elbow Room this year. And they certainly did.
And that's a great name for a bar.
Yeah.
Going to dinner and shown to neighbors in the cover of darkness.
Oh, that was one of my favorite things. Did you see one of the players? He went to his neighborhood. He was all fired up. It's like 5 a.m. He's wasted and he has the cup and he rings his neighbor's doorbell to get them to wake up so they could see the Stanley Cup. And they're showing the Stanley Cup in the ring cam. Like, hey, Bobby, come on out here. You want to hold the cup? And like, I would be so fired up if
you
I was
could wake
neighbor.
Me up any time, day or night, to show me the Stanley Cup. I'd be so stoked.
You could come into my house and wake and slap me upside the head and be like, Steve, I'm here with the Stanley Cup. I'd be like, this is the greatest news. This is just as great as being woken up to be told I'm going to be a dad.
Oh.
The Stanley Cup is getting a little work done. It got dented and cracked during team photos when the Florida Panthers claimed victory on Tuesday. And being the celebrity that it is, the extent and location of its nips and tucks are under wraps.
These reporters, I think, are drinking just as much as the players, right?
I love it. The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show. Also from the wild world of sports, there's a Seattle sports icon getting a statue. And a current Seattle sports athlete is making us all feel a little bit old because of this situation. How so? We'll explain it to you at 7:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This Saturday, there will be a statue unveiled. It honors basketball legend Lenny Wilkins, and they're putting it right outside Seattle's Climate Pledge Arena.
At first, when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's crazy. I didn't even think that was a thing, but I do love going to different places. I remember going like to LA and seeing like the giant statue of Wayne Gretzky.
Oh yeah.
I thought that one's in Edmonton. I think there's even a Wayne Gretzky statue outside of in LA. Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, he was a huge, you know, figure in Seattle and helped lead us to a 1979 NBA championship.
Yep.
I mean, nobody is more deserving than him.
Also, I think it's like he's like part of a I mean, I don't think we'll see a time of this again, the player coach.
Oh, yeah.
Because for a while, he was not for a long time. I think it was maybe like a season. He was not only a player for the Sonics, but then he was also their coach. And then he retired and then transitioned fully to being the coach. And then as a coach, he's the guy who helped lead the Sonics to their championship in 1979.
I mean, what a cool story there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So he was at the Seattle Storm game yesterday and ended up getting a standing ovation. After the game, one of the players was talking about how Lenny Wilkins gets his statue.
You know, he's a winner, and, you know, Seattle loves winners, and obviously a beacon in the community, and really cool to see him when he is here to support the Storm. He has supported us over the years. You know, obviously having a statue in front of Climate Pledge means you did amazing things as a player, as a coach, I believe, as well. He won a championship as a coach, yeah? What year? Yeah, forgive me, because I wasn't born.
Okay, first of all, now I hate you, Noel. It was Noel Quinn. I'm kidding. But I was like, what are you doing? You didn't even let the guy answer the question. You were pretty much setting him up for being like, I'm younger than all of you.
Ouch.
It's, you know, quite an honor to lead a sports team in this city, and for him to be able to do that and be able to give back to the community. Nothing but respect for Coach Wilkins.
Yeah, I mean, I think he definitely deserves it, but it did get my, like, hamster brain spinning, because I think that happens a lot where, like, you know, we've seen it outside of T-Mobile Park. There's a great statue of Ken Griffey Jr.
Sure.
And I think that happens a lot in cities that have very strong sports franchises or great history, that you immortalize the athlete. But I was like, what about other people that aren't athletes in the Pacific Northwest? Like, if you were going to make a statue and set it up for somebody, who would it be?
Well, let's think about this. I mean, we do. There's the Jimi Hendrix statue and the Chris Cornell statue.
Yep.
So we've kind of got some, you know, some popular music icons in a statue form.
And I hope when they make the Dwayne Wade statue, the Lenny Wilkins statue, doesn't look like Dwayne Wade. Because that one was like, even Dwayne Wade's like, is that me?
Like, are we sure?
Yeah. Who would you make?
Ooh, I don't know. I was thinking about some of my favorite like TV personalities over the year and things like that. Steve Poole, may he rest in peace.
Ooh, outside of the Como 4 building?
Yes.
I feel like that would be pretty awesome.
What would you say?
I mean, my first thought is Cobain.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of shocked that there's not one in Seattle of him already. Maybe, like, I don't know if there's, like, a certain club that would make, maybe outside of the Paramount, since they had that Halloween show that it's will forever live in history. And, I mean, I think they even had, like, a live CD or DVD of it. So maybe, like, it'd be kind of cool to see Cobain, like, smashing a guitar outside of the Paramount Theater.
Yes, please.
Yeah. What about you, Danny? It can't be Mike from MXPX.
Tom from MXPX.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Excellent choice. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? What non-sports Seattle icon do you think would be deserving of a statue? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
If the city of Seattle were to honor someone with a statue who isn't a sports legend, who should that person be? 206-803-ROCK, a music icon, TV personality, hometown hero, who deserves a statue in town? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Shinedown. If Seattle were to honor someone with a statue who is not from the world of sports, not a sports legend, who would that person be? 206-803-ROCK. Kirk, you're in Federal Way. Who do you think should be honored with a statue that's not a sports legend here in Seattle?
Absolutely. Instantly came to my mind that it would be Anna Nancy Wilson by the fountain outside Climate Pledge Arena. I've seen them there 4 or 5 times. Everyone was epic. One of them's even on a remastered version of Little Queen album.
Oh, that's awesome. New Year's Eve. And I feel like it could maybe they could be creative with it. So, like, you know, sometimes they don't get along with each other. So maybe put, like, wheels on the statue so they can kind of, like, keep them apart for a little while. And then when they start becoming friends again, they can kind of wheel them back together again.
Nah, they're sisters. Deep down, they get along. They always have come through for this city. That's certainly for sure.
Oh, 100%. But
you always,
I mean,
patch it up.
Yeah, but there's always going to be sibling rivalries.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody texted in, I do like this one because they want to make it interactive. And the person they want, and we've actually had a few text messages. It's a musician. One of the greatest. He's made all ladies that are curvy feel very good about who they are. And that is our man, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
So we need a statue of Sir Mix-a-Lot on top of a giant butt. Yes. Make it interactive. Make it shake. So like you hit the button and you go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Ba-donk-a-donk.
And the butt just starts twerking.
Boogaja, boogaja, boogaja.
Okay. Another creative one. I don't know if we're going to have a statue of Macklemore, but they said have a statue of Macklemore put up outside of every thrift store in Seattle.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
I like it. I thought of a non-human one.
A non-human one that's Seattle-based.
Yeah. It's a fictional character.
Is it the microphone from King 5?
No.
That was pretty cool.
It's Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, like a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Going on.
We could have a Harry.
Dude, honestly, if they had Squatch, the mascot of the Sonics.
Oh, yeah.
Like outside of Climate Pledge, like doing something stupid, like flying from the ceiling or something
yes!
like that.
I'm in for that.
I would love that.
Another person that's from here that didn't really spend their life here, Bob Barker. Bob Barker was born in Darrington, Washington.
Yeah, but is he like, I don't know, man. Whenever I watch, like, The Price is Right, I never was like, Seattle's finest right there. You know what I mean? Like, because you think about someone like, you know, like a Bill Nye. Or
oh, sure. That maybe, Bill Nye would be great.
A few people even said have Bill Nye outside of, like, the Space Needle or some or the Science Center.
He would love that. The times that he's been at Seahawks games and things like that, doing things, you know, raising the 12th man flag, whatever, people lose their mind for Bill Nye.
Yeah, so it's right outside the Pacific Science Center. I would love a statue of Bill Nye, the science guy. I know he's originally from Washington, D.C., but he's a mechanical engineer over in Boeing at one point. The show was filmed in Seattle, so to me, he's a local legend, more so than Bob Barker.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I loved that theme song too. Everybody sings along with that song.
I don't know if we can make it happen, but outside of our building, someone texted in.
Bless you, child.
Bob Rivers.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be so fantastic.
Have it right outside of our building.
Oh my gosh! And speaking of interactive, what if it had like a little button you could push and it would just rotate through twisted tunes?
That would be pretty sweet.
I'm in for it.
So we said we need a statue of Ken Jennings with a Jeopardy buzzer in hand.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Ken Jennings is a brilliant man. 206-803-ROCK. If Seattle were to honor someone with a statue who is not a sports legend, Adam and Kitsap, who do you think that should be?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Adam?
So, not too much. Just out here doing it. But I don't know if you guys remember this. It's from forever ago. It was a book at some point, but The Weedle on the Needle.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, get one of him and Bigfoot down there at the Space Needle. They'll make a day of it, come down for a photo op, you know.
Oh, I like that too.
And didn't they turn was that the inspiration behind Weedle, the mascot for the Seattle Supersonics at one point?
I don't know. I don't know where it went. I haven't heard about it since I was a kid. So it just popped into my head when you guys started talking about this today.
Oh, do yourself a favor and just type in Weedle Sonic's mascot and it'll show up. And first of all, like it's such a time capsule because you could see Sonic's players like in the old school 70s. Oh, I mean, I guess these type of shorts are popular again.
They are. It shows off the crab meat.
Yes, definitely. These are like Chubbies.
There's a lot of crab meat in that
picture. The brand Chubbies. But I mean, and then right in the middle of these Sonics players is Weedle the Needle.
I like
as
that.
As their mascot. And he's, I don't know why, but he's holding a bottle of Pepsi.
I really do hope that when we get our Supersonics back, that we can have those old mascots come back as well.
Yeah, I think Squatch will be coming back.
For sure.
I don't know if Weedle will make a triumphant return.
I think we need to start a petition.
Maybe get him to be involved with the Kraken, the Bowie and Weedle together.
This is great. I mean, I'm feeling very nostalgic and very excited about the future of the Sonics.
That's a mushroom trip I've always wanted to be on.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like a shot at beating Steve today? And by chance, were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40? Because that is the time that we give out three of the correct answers to the 7:50 edition of Beat Migs. Steve, your record is 210 wins, 64 losses. When was the last time you lost?
I've tied a bunch, but won mostly.
49 ties so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.